This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. President Biden has tested positive for COVID and is being treated with an antiviral. The president is fully vaccinated and twice boosted and experiencing very mild symptoms, the White House said. Consistent with CDC guidelines, he will isolate at the White House and will continue to carry out all of his duties. He was in contact with staff by phone and will conduct planned meetings at the White House via phone and Zoom from the presidential residence. President Joe Biden announced on Wednesday a set of executive actions he is taking on climate change as prospects for his wider climate agenda dwindle in Congress. President Biden said, "This is an emergency and I will look at it that way. I said last week and I'll say it again loud and clear, as president, I'll use my executive powers to combat the climate crisis in the absence of congressional action." Biden said his administration will direct $2.3 billion in funding for FEMA's Resilient Infrastructure Program in fiscal year 2022, broaden the low-income energy assistance program to include cooling centers and energy-efficient air conditioners, and direct the Interior Department to propose the first wind energy areas in the Gulf of Mexico. The moves are the first of several the White House plans to take after failed efforts in Congress to strike a deal on climate change in the Senate, where Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, recently rejected Democrats' plans to include climate provisions in a broader climate agenda bill. Manchin has strung fellow Democrats along, saying until just last week that he would support the climate change policies. Manchin's Senate campaigns have accepted contributions from coal companies. In East Glacier, a man drove his pickup truck into a family as they walked in a tourist town bordering Glacier National Park and then shot them with a shotgun, killing one man and mortally wounding a toddler who was in her mother's arms before the mother's sister-in-law managed to kill the assailant after he ran out of ammunition. The assailant, Derek Madden, 37, had been in a prior relationship with the woman who killed him and had mental health issues, the Glacier County Sheriff's Office said. The two people killed in the weekend attack on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation in northwestern Montana were David Seow, 39, of Syracuse, New York, and Seow's 18-month-old daughter, Mackenzie. Derek Madden plowed his Toyota Tacoma onto a sidewalk and into the Seow family just before 9 p.m. on Sunday as they walked in the small town of East Glacier, hitting some of them before crashing into a tree. Madden got out of the truck and shot and killed David Seow and mortally wounded Mackenzie. The young girl was being held by her mother, Christy Seow, 40, who was also shot and wounded as she tried to run away. Madden then ran out of ammunition and used a knife to attack the sister-in-law, Christina Seow, 30. The woman fought back and fatally wounded Madden, who died at the scene. Two other children of David and Christy Seow were present but managed to run away and were not injured. Christina Seow was originally from New York and had been living in East Glacier Park. Her brother and his family had been visiting her on vacation. Derek Madden also had been working in East Glacier. Several days of unusually warm weather in northern Greenland have triggered rapid melting, made visible by rivers of meltwater rushing into the ocean. Temperatures have been running around 60 degrees Fahrenheit, 10 degrees warmer than normal for this time of year. The amount of ice that melted in Greenland between July 15th and 17th alone, 6 billion tons of water per day, would be enough to fill 7.2 million Olympic-sized swimming pools. Put another way, it's enough water to cover the entire state of West Virginia with a foot of water. Greenland holds enough ice, if it all melted, to lift sea level by 7.5 meters around the world. The latest research points to a more and more precarious situation on the northern hemisphere's most icy island. In 2020, scientists found that Greenland's ice sheet had melted beyond the point of no return. No efforts to stave off global warming can stop it from eventually disintegrating, say researchers at The Ohio State University. The rate of melting in recent years exceeds anything Greenland has experienced in the last 12,000 years and enough to cause measurable change in the gravitational field over Greenland. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.